Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. On this week's podcast, I'm talking with my daughter, Kathleen, who is also my partner in the essential oil business, because we wanted to tell you a little bit about the essential oil business, how we blend our oils and that sort of thing. And some of you might decide this is something that you'd like to try yourself. It makes a really nice addition to our Reiki businesses, actually. And we'll talk a little bit about that and also how to choose, how to blend oils, and also even how to choose the best oils for you. And we're doing this at a time because we want to let you know that we're offering free shipping on all of our Reiki-infused essential oils until the end of the month. So if that's something that's of interest to you, we'll tell you how to choose the best ones and a little bit about what essential oils do to boost your Reiki practice and all of that. We're going to get into some fun stuff today. So welcome, Kathleen. I'm glad you could join us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathleen. Some of you may know me who are listening. Some of you may not. I have a few businesses, one of them being sharing in the essential oil business with my mom, Pam. And I can't wait to talk to you guys about it today. We'll do a little bit of a different setting today in the sense that I will be interviewing Pam.
Yeah. That sounds good. You can also mention your other businesses, Kathleen. You help me with, we run the Reiki business courses, which have a look. We are offering some Reiki business courses, one in between Christmas and New Year's to help you set your goals, whether they are business or personal. And I think that's December 27th or 28th and in the evening. And the other business course that's coming up is one that has been very popular. It's marketing, a 3-week marketing intensive. So for 3 Monday evenings, we will take you through the ins and outs of marketing and assign homework. And I guess that's not a selling feature, is it? But in addition, though,
you learn a lot.
And we, just like in my Reiki business book, the Reiki business book, which makes a great Christmas present, by the way, we do have signed copies at pamallenleblanc.love if you'd like those for a friend or students for Christmas. We actually integrate all of the teaching with meditations so that it really settles in energetically with us. So you do that, and you also help people with their marketing content and copy.
I do. Yeah. So I started to work with people in this field in marketing, maybe just over six or seven months ago. And I absolutely love this field. I'm doing my MBA right now. And so I'm learning a lot from a classroom about how to market a business. But I also have my own experience working with clients from before my MBA. And I'm finding that the classes are just bringing it all together. And I can't wait to share what I've learned.
I love it. Before we begin, I'd like to let you know about a few of the events that we have coming up. We're actually participating in the SPCA's Pawpalooza, November 18th, next weekend. We'd love to see you there. We will have our full lineup of essential oils. We'll have some free Reiki magazines for people who show up. And I'll be the keynote speaker at noon. That's at the Fredericton Exhibition Ground. So if you're near the Fredericton area and would like to join us, we would absolutely love to see you there. And of course, it goes to a great cause supporting the Fredericton SPCA. I also had the privilege of working with Aletha Dobie last week doing an event of animal communication and animal Reiki to support her kibble program. And it's something that she does for her community of Harvey, New Brunswick, where they raise funds to purchase kibble. And when Christmas baskets are delivered, and at other times during the year when disadvantaged families and folks need assistance, they make sure that the animals in their region have enough to eat. So it was so wonderful and rewarding. And we were able to raise over $600 for that. And we also on January 18th have a similar event, but bigger, with the Fredericton SPCA at the Tom Morrison Theater here in town. So all of these will be listed in our newsletter if you're interested. And on November 29th, I'd love to invite you to join me to understand how energy can improve your relationship with the animals in your life. And that's in town here as well. It's an in-person event. It's so nice to be able to do those now at the Atlantic Pet Styling Academy. We also, if you're really into animals, we have everything animal coming up that you need from November 30th until December 5th. There's a level 1 and 2 class, which is a prerequisite on a Friday, Thursday and Friday, which is a prerequisite to our animal Reiki class Saturday, Sunday. And then that's followed by my animal communication class Monday and Tuesday. Now, in particular, the animal communication class, I'm not able to fit that into my schedule to offer very often. So if that's something you're thinking about, it's worth it to make whatever schedule adjustments you need to make, because that is a class that I only offer 2 or 3 times a year. We also have a full lineup of classes, all of the master classes as well, and Karuna Reiki Masters in January. And if you're in Australia and Asia, I don't have them published yet, but watch for it. I am just finalizing plans so that I can publish a schedule of Australian-friendly and Asian-friendly time zones in February and March. I also want to let you know that the Reiki Raise Summit is coming out now. So if you don't already get our newsletter, go into the notes and grab it. I will be sending you a link where you can watch the Reiki Raise Summit for free. There's lots of incredible. A lot of my friends are being interviewed in that. So lots of information there. And in May, I'll be at the Northeast Reiki retreat in New York, teaching animal communication level 1 and 2. So join us for that. Coming up too, I will be presenting at the Omega Institute, and I'll be also teaching or assisting William Rand to teach Karuna Reiki at the Omega Institute in June. So lots of great stuff coming up. I'm just going to invite everybody to bring your hands together now in Gassho. And just activate your Reiki energy and be open to receive. And I'm just going to send out the vibration of Sisterhood Light, which is one of our newest blends. Essential oils have an energetic vibration, just like our different Reiki symbols. And they can assist us, help us supplement what we're doing with Reiki. Sisterhood Light in particular connects us with our divine feminine, which in turn connects us with the earth. And this is for both men and women. And so I just invite you to touch base and connect with your divine feminine today, connecting deeply with the earth and then allowing that to stretch out so that we connect deeply with each other. Kathleen and I are just sending Reiki to everyone listening. And now just take a moment to stretch out, reach out, and send your Reiki energy to all of the other listeners on the podcast today. And regardless of the time that somebody is listening, the distance symbol will ensure that the energy gets to them. And if there's anything that you're struggling with in your life, we just invite you to agree to let it go now and allow the Reiki energy to take care of you for you. We wrap you in the frequency of pain away. If physical or mental or emotional pain is something that you've experienced. And also in a beautiful cloud of spiritual protection. We thank you for being here with us today. We appreciate you. Thank you. Namaste. I love that part. It just grounds me, and yeah, I think it does for all of us, perhaps.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned Sisterhood Light and that meditation. You want to tell us a little bit about that oil, just so people have an idea of where that was coming from?
I had every oil that I create, every essential oil that I create comes from usually a client request. And I had a client who said, can you create an oil that would connect us with the divine feminine? And yeah, Kathleen and I will go through what my process is when that happens. But I did connect with Source and said, what is the frequency of divine feminine? And how do we create that with essential oils? And it's become one of my absolute favorite oils. I try not to wear perfume I don't wear perfume, but I will wear essential oils if I'm not going anywhere. And just because of a lot of scent-free environments and environments where scents can bother people. But I wear Sisterhood Light whenever I think of it. I put it on my wrists. And if I'm going to go into a scent-free environment, I put it on my feet and put my feet in my shoes. But I know that it just really connects me with the divine feminine. And of course, connecting with the divine feminine is also a deep connection with the earth and the planet. And it smells so good. So I should have put some in the diffuser so that Kathleen and I were surrounded by it today.
What guided you to use that in the opening meditation?
I don't know. I listen, and that was the energy that came through. And in fact, I know that it's the energy. I wasn't planning to use it in the meditation, but it did come through. And I know it's what we'll be using at the end. We are going to connect in our meditation at the end. We are going to connect with the divine feminine. I think that the reason that is becoming so prominent for me lately, and the reason that I'm using the oil and that I was even asked to create the oil, and is that I think that the earth itself, I think the planet, is asking us to connect with her more deeply for so many reasons. For her, for the planet itself, the health of the planet, but also for us, for our health. Because I was in a session with Rebecca Campbell recently, a well-known mystic, and she said she believes that the earth is one organism and that we are all part of it. We are all part of the earth. We're part of this one organism. If you think of, for instance, the way that as biological beings, bacteria exists within us and on our, there's more bacterial DNA within each of us than our own DNA. And so thinking about that, we can consider that the earth is one organism and we're part of her. And this oil just helps reaffirm that connection. And I will put it, surround us with it as we go into the meditation at the end of our talk today.
Awesome. So I guess that brings us into the main part of our talk today. We're going to talk a little bit about what brought you to essential oils, what your journey has been with them, what your techniques are when you're blending. So without further ado, let's just jump right in.
Okay.
How did your journey into the world of essential oils start? So what inspired you to incorporate them into Reiki as well? So I guess that's two questions.
For those of you who know me, if you're listening for the first time, you might not know, but for those of you who know me, it was my horses that really got me into Reiki, but it was my horses that also really got me into essential oils. They brought me into a lot of good things in my life. We had a horse that lost a baby, Breaker Dawn, and she was about halfway through her term. She was at about 6 months of an 11-month gestation. And she lost her baby, and it was actually a very special baby that we were all looking forward to. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity. The baby was related to Secretariat. And if you know anything about, you may not know about horses, but those of you who do know about horses know that Secretariat was one of the most famous racehorses on the planet. He won the Triple Crown, and he was just, very few horses have ever done that, Man of War, Secretariat. And Secretariat was just, there's a movie about him. He was an incredible horse. And this baby was traced its lineage back to Secretariat. And as much as we were disappointed, we were mostly, after she lost the baby, Breaker Dawn went into such a deep depression that we were mostly just concerned about her. She just stood and stared at the woods for 2 months and just didn't interact with the other horses, didn't eat, didn't. She just was in a deep depression. And there is Prozac for horses now, believe it or not, but there didn't used to be back then. This was back in, I think, 2009, 2010. And so I just was desperate to try to help her. And I remembered that in the Heartland books that I read as a child, that Amy's mother, who actually in Heartland, they use a very similar system of training horses to what I have developed and evolved. And so it's just books that I loved as a child, as an adult, actually. I read them as an adult. And she used essential oils. So back then there was very little research about that. So it took me a few months to figure out how to even offer essential oils to horses. Animals have very much stronger olfactory senses than humans. And so because of that, you have to be very considerate, very diligent when you do offer essential oils to them. There are oils that animals can really enjoy and that they do well with, but you don't ever put them on their skin where they can't get away from them, or in a space that they can't exit, because it can become overwhelming and overpowering. And I just had to I had to figure all of this out before, and then go find some essential oils before I could go out there. And when I finally figured it out and went to offer her oils, what you do with horses is you just uncap it and you hold it very carefully in your hand, because if they really want an oil, they will try to grab it with their teeth, with their mouth, and you do not want them getting that glass bottle in their mouth. So you very carefully hold it, push down in your hand, and you offer it. And if they turn their head away, it's a no, but sometimes they'll be interested and they'll come over and smell it. And just 3 or 4 deep breaths is usually enough. So when I got to peppermint oil, she took 3 or 4 deep breaths. When I got to lemon oil, she tried to eat the bottle. That's how I found out about that. She went crazy. She just couldn't get enough of it. Now, there are a few oils like mint and lemon and basil and oregano that if a horse is extremely interested, these are oils that it is safe for them to ingest a drop or two, not more, but just 1 to 2 drops. So I wound up putting some lemon oil on my hand, and she just licked that off my hand, and she breathed over the bottle for, I think, 20 minutes, and she just couldn't get enough. And she perked up. After 2 months of not interacting, she kind of, her whole body language shifted. I went out the following week and she wanted more, but she wasn't quite as interested. And I really would say after the second time, she was back 90%. It had healed her depression by 90%. It took a little longer and a little more work to get her fully recovered, but she recovered enough to just be happier and healthier in the herd. And I just witnessed that and realized, man, these oils have a lot of power to be able to do something like that. And so I actually ordered in and created my first essential oil kits were essential oil kits for horses, but even they didn't sell them. And the people that did purchase them would tell me, like, I love the oils so much. They never made it out to the barn. And so then what started happening is people would come in for Reiki sessions. I used to do my Reiki sessions all in person, of course, at first, and I'm all online with my sessions now, but back then I did them in person. And people would see the oils on the counter as they would come in for their Reiki sessions. And the first time it happened, it was a woman who said, "Hey, I see you have essential oils. Is there anything for insomnia?" And I said, "No." But she said, "Do you think you could create something?" And she explained that she had been on sleeping pills for 4 years, but it was really detrimental to her health. And it left her groggy most of the time. And she still didn't sleep all that well. She really struggled with sleep. And so I said, "Leave it with me. And I guess from there, we'll get into how I make them, Kathleen."
Yeah. I guess that's the natural first step here. So how do you make your essential oils?
So what I did was got a book, a really great book from Young Living, their essential oil Bible, I guess it is. And I just did a bunch of research between Young Living and the internet, although Young Living is my go-to, I will admit. And I realized early on that when I ordered the oils, when I purchased the oils, I love Young Living oils, but for what I was doing, their price point was too high. And so I found another source, New Directions. I love their oils, and they are also a therapeutic grade essential oil, which is what I was looking for. And their prices are more in alignment with what I'm able to charge here for my blends. But I still really admire everything that Young Living has ever done, and occasionally do purchase some oils from them when I can and when it's appropriate, and products. I basically did a ton of research, and I really thought about, if I was to create an essential oil blend, I did Reiki and I asked for guidance. How would I do this? The Reiki energy showed me that when my oils come in, because I don't actually purchase only organic oils. As an agrologist, I'm very familiar with what crops are likely sprayed and what crops are not sprayed. So for instance, frankincense, you're paying a lot extra just for a certificate because it's probably not sprayed. And lavender is not sprayed. And there are some crops that, just because of the very nature of the plant, that aren't sprayed. But then there are crops like citrus crops that are heavily sprayed. In order to keep the price point where I wanted, I invested in organic citrus oils and things that would be sprayed organic, but anything that wouldn't be non-organic. But in order to really purify the oils, as they arrive, as I unpackage them, I give all of the bottles Reiki. And I say a prayer, actually, and I even have this prayer in my Reiki grid, that my essential oils never cause harm and that they are beneficial for anyone who uses them, that they help anyone who uses them. And with that, I would purify the oils. And then Reiki showed me that the next step was to do my research for like specific conditions, like the insomnia. So I did my research and I had my list of the essential oils that usually help with insomnia. And then I also am a dowser. I learned to douse from the brilliant Charles Hubbard, who's now passed away, but he is my dowsing instructor. And I was shown that although I may not know what oils will blend best for specific conditions or for my clients, that I could go to the source of all that is and get that from through dowsing. So what I would do is go through the list and I douse which oil is really needs to be in this blend. And I would create my list. And then I would ask, are there any other oils that didn't show up in the research that would be beneficial? And if I got a yes, I would go through, does it start with A or B or C or D? And once I knew the letter that it started with, I would go through the oils from in that letter. And so I would get my recipes that way. And then I would ask, because it's really important when you blend essential oils, to blend them in an order. In our chemistry labs and stuff in university, and you got an opportunity to experiment with what happens when you add things in different orders and the different reactions between the different ingredients. And so I was aware that the order was important. So then I would invite, through dowsing, I would invite Reiki and dowsing to help me know what order the oils needed to be blended in. And once I got the order, I would say, okay, now I'm going to make 100 milliliters of this oil, which is, I don't know, about 10 ounces. And I have some really precise measuring cups that are fitted to be able to pour oils. And so I'll say, if I'm making 100 milliliters, how much of this oil do I use? How much of that oil? So basically through dowsing, I would tap into source to create the recipes for me. And by doing that, it gave me a lot of confidence that a lot more confidence that they would work. But of course, I was never quite sure until people would try them. And so it started with the Insomni oil. And then I would blend the oil, and I would, as I was stirring it, I usually stir the oils 100 times and in a certain, in a clockwise direction, if I'm putting a certain intention, in a counterclockwise direction, if I'm asking it to release something from somebody. And I would give it Reiki as I do that. It's fun, actually. It's a bit of a process. Kathleen's been watching me blend the oils since forever, and she probably doesn't know all of the intricacies of what goes through my mind when I'm doing them. But it's very therapeutic. Your whole house smells amazing as you blend the oils. You do get a little, what I was shown is that just Reiki brings us to a certain vibration or energetic frequency. We're able to design the frequencies we want with essential oils and then get to that frequency with the oils. That's just one of the many things that the essential oils do. And so with that first lady, I was shown that the Insomni oil, if you place it on your fingers and then rub it into the occipital lobes of the back of your head and perhaps put a drop on a pillow where you're going to sleep, you'll sleep well. And she came back a few weeks later and said, oh my God, I'm off my sleeping pills completely. And I'm no longer groggy through the day. And I'm sleeping better, because I still used to get up at night, even with the sleeping pills, but with this essential oil, I'm sleeping through the night. And she just, for her, it was a miracle. Because, and it was probably a combination of the oils and the Reiki sessions that she was doing. But it was a miracle, because she had been, for so many years, her circadian rhythms had been interrupted. And one of the things we found with that oil, for instance, just while we're on that topic, is that sometimes, like, people that are maybe nurses who work night shifts or something like that, like people who work night shifts and their circadian rhythms have been interrupted, it sometimes, depending on how long your circadian rhythms have been interrupted, it sometimes takes a week or two to have you sleeping properly. But then once you are, you can often discontinue the oil and just use it if you ever have a lot going on in your mind, or you feel your, or some people just stay on it because they love it. But it's one of those things that just corrects the issue, and then you may not, you may just keep it around for occasional use after that. So it's incredible. Yeah. And pretty much every oil was blended that way.
So what specific blends do you find help you with your Reiki practice?
Oh, I have a lot of clients with arthritis, and they swear by the pain away. You can see even people whose hands have become crooked, and their hands even straighten out with the pain away. Spiritual protection. I work with a lot of empathic people, and Reiki can assist us when, you know, to protect our energy. But some people are such strong empaths. Some of the people that I work with and myself, we are such strong empaths that just rubbing spiritual protection on our hands and putting a little drop on our heart and then just sweeping it around our aura, it just really helps energy, the Reiki, really keep out unwanted energies. I use grounding a lot in my practice. When I would do in-person sessions, I had a number of oils that I would use regularly. And at the end of the session, I would usually rub some grounding on my hands and then place my hands on my client's feet, over their socks, over the blanket, so that I wasn't putting oils on my client, but I was just bringing that energy and it would really ground them. But in the meantime, back before people were quite as scent sensitive, I would actually usually have a release oil running in my Reiki room. Or now that people are more sensitive, I ask them if they are sensitive to oils, and if they're not, and if they like the smell of release, they'll rub some in their hands and breathe it in before the session. And release oil would really assist us in getting those deep releases. Although if I was working with a client that had PTSD or a lot of trauma, we would use trauma release. So there's just, gosh, there's so many. I have a big box that I keep in my Reiki room. Relaxation, sacred forest.
Just for a little bit of context, amazing. She has about 60 different blends.
I can't help it. It's not my fault. It's addictive. And just people would come in and say, hey, can you create this? And I'd be like, huh, can I create that? And just, Kathleen doesn't even know this, but before we go to Pawpalooza, I'm going to create a tick repellent for dogs and humans. And so I think that's something that we're seeing an uptick in ticks in our forests. And so people have been asking me and I haven't had a chance. So before we go there, I will make sure that I have a tick repellent. And yeah, there's about 60 blends.
Just looked, actually, it's about 80.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I can't help it. There's just sometimes people need muscle relax and their muscles to relax because they have very tight muscles. So we created that. People need help with menopause. The menopause oil really helps them. And then if you also get hot flashes, we have a really good quality organic lemon oil that when used regularly on the bottoms of the feet, pretty much eliminate hot flashes within a few weeks. It's amazing. And this is even people, I had a woman who had had hot flashes for 30 years after a surgery, and she was in her 70s and she just suffered terribly. And she couldn't believe that after a few weeks with lemon oil, it took care of her hot flashes. There's a PMS oil if you're on the other end of the spectrum. And that also is very good for horses. And if you have a moody mare, the PMS oil. Yeah, there's so many.
They're great. Blends. Absolutely.
There's focus and clarity because some of us have ADD. And there are times when we need to focus. And when you put that on, you just ching-ching.
Focus and clarity has been a big one for me, especially as I'm studying. And actually, yes, I know that we wanted to mention also the kits that we have. We started last year.
Kathleen had an idea. Hey, why don't we put these in kits for people for presents and stuff? Go ahead.
Yeah. So if you are looking for a good present for people, I know Christmas is coming up. It could be a really great option for you. We have some kits that have four oils in them. They're $72 each. So they would normally be around $76, $77 with the regular cost of the essential oils.
And that's Canadian.
Canadian.
It's like about $2 US. No, just kidding. So American, it's probably under $50. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the exact amount here, but you would be able to see that on the order form. But I just want to show everybody my favorite personally, which is the study kit. For those of you who aren't on YouTube, I'm just showing what the kit looks like. It's four essential oils. There is motivation, integration to help you integrate the information that you learned, focus and clarity to help you focus while you're studying, and stress relief. And that is just a great kit. It's been helping me through some tough times lately. So that's a great gift for the student in your life. We also have a joyful living kit with joy, liquid sunshine, happiness, and energy. We have everyday essentials with chakra balance, grounding, present, and energy.
I use chakra balance every day. I love that one.
We have a spiritual growth kit you can use while you're meditating. We have a tranquil living kit you can use when you're feeling a little bit stressed out and anxious. And we also have the athlete's best friend kit, which is super cool because it helps if you have like really sore muscles or anything like that. In this kit, you will find, oh, it's got the wrong list on it, actually. But
I'll have to fix that.
But it is strength and courage.
Oh, yeah. Relax. Strength and courage is nice. Muscle relax.
Muscle relax to help you after a workout. Muscle recovery to help you after a workout. And also invigorating to get your energy levels up.
Yeah.
And get you going for your workout. So those are a bunch of different kits that we have. We have 6 different ones as of right now. It's a great option for presents or if you just can't decide what essential oils you want to buy.
Yeah, sorry, having 80 makes it hard, but and what we want to do with this podcast is both is just let you know what's possible, like what condition, what things are possible to create with essential oils in case you want to blend your own. But as you go to blend your own, if you say, wow, this is really expensive to buy all the oils that I would need to blend, it might just be easier to buy a few. We want to make sure you know that's an option too.
Absolutely. What advice would you give to someone who's just starting to explore the combination of Reiki and essential oils?
So the thing that I really wanted to do in this podcast is talk to you a little bit about dowsing and even maybe teach you to douse. And because what I'll do at a trade show and when people are undecided, like maybe they want to buy, they have a budget for 3 oils or 2 oils or 1 oil or whatever, but there's more than that that they are interested in or that they feel would be helpful to them. What I tell them to do is just take the essential oil, place it in their hand and place their hand in front of their sacral chakra and ask themselves, is this oil correct for me? Is this the best oil for me? And if they find themselves tipping forward or leaning forward, that's a yes. If they find themselves tipping or leaning back, that's a no. And so as you can use your intuition and that's what I used to do. I did get comfortable eventually in my Reiki practice. By the time I was seeing clients, I had become comfortable using my intuition. And so I would just use my intuition about which oil a client needed. And usually at the end of a session, my regular clients would say, which oils were you guided to use today? When I would tell them, and it would always make perfect sense to them that it maybe wasn't what we normally would use, but they had something else going on and they might not even have mentioned that in our intake forms. You can use your intuition, but if you're not 100% sure, you can just hold an oil in front of your sacral chakra and say, is this the best oil to use for my clients? I would recommend that as you use it in your Reiki practice, you're very aware of when people have sensitivities to scents. Whereas I used to put it in a diffuser, and that was fine 11, 12, 13, 14 years ago. But clients have become more sensitive. And sometimes you'll have somebody who has an allergy to trees. And so obviously you don't want to put sacred forest in the room if there's an allergy. So I always ask clients beforehand, even people that are allergic to synthetic scents often don't have a problem with essential oils, but if they're allergic to basil and there's an oil with basil, you could run into a problem. So always run it by your client. I do have some essential oils that I can use. Do you have any allergies or sensitivities, or would you like me to use them? Or would you like me to use them is the first question. And do you have allergies or sensitivities? Now, if it's a space where you get a regular turnover, you're not going to want to use them in a diffuser. So what I would recommend is that you just rub them in your hands and sweep the aura with them, or place your hands over their socks and blanket, over their feet, or over their heart, or wherever you're guided. And I always used essential oils at the end because at first you're working on around people's face and eyes and ears and throat, where their skin is exposed. So I always would add essential oils at the end of my session.
Now, for people who, I know that's for people who are running Reiki businesses, but for those who are listening who just want to buy some essential oils for themselves, what advice would you give them to choose an essential oil that's going to work best for them?
The first thing is make sure that it is a therapeutic blend and make sure that it's from a source that is keeping the oils in a way that they maintain their efficacy. What happens with essential oils is that when they are exposed to extreme temperature fluctuations, or even worse, sunlight, their efficiency, their efficacy is reduced. For instance, the oils here are kept in a closet under the stairs where it's dark, except for just when we turn the light on, when we need to use the oils, they're kept in dark bottles or solid colored bottles, solid bottles, dark bottles. And they're kept in a place where the temperature doesn't fluctuate hardly at all. It's always right around the same temperature. And so that's the only unfortunate thing is sometimes when you do find essential oils that have been on a shelf somewhere, if they've been there for very long, they may not be as effective, even if they're a therapeutic blend. And one of the things to, I just find essential oils fascinating. So sorry, guys, if I'm talking too much about this, but one of the fascinating things is for a while, there was like a big debate over ingesting oils or not ingesting oils. There's only a few oils I will ingest: lime, lemon, and peppermint, and maybe occasionally basil and oregano. Otherwise than that, and even then, I'm very careful how much, even though I have organic oils and therapeutic blends, it's not about that as much as I'll only ingest 1 to 2 drops maximum. The reason is that most of the oils are antibacterial and our gut flora is bacteria. And so I do find with just a small amount of oil and only certain blends, like certain edible blends, it almost seems to energize your gut bacteria. But if you do use too much, they're very powerful, you can have a detrimental effect on your gut bacteria. So if you're not sure, or if your gut bacteria doesn't need any stress, please don't ingest the oils, because they go through the skin just as effectively. And if you have very sensitive skin, you can put them on the bottoms of your feet. And the skin on the bottoms of almost everybody's feet is not sensitive. And so you can put essential oils on the bottoms of your feet and it will go, it's usually in your bloodstream within 20 seconds. And it goes from the bottoms of your feet to your brainstem within 40 seconds. And that's one of the reasons that essential oils are so effective. They can actually create a mood or an emotion. So that's why, for instance, you'll see that there's a lot of oils like joy and happiness and grief to help people release grief. Because when you do place essential oils on your skin, actually anything you place on your skin, be conscious of not placing chemicals on your skin in your cosmetics and so on, if you can help it. Because anything you place in your skin goes through and into the bloodstream. And with essential oils, they go to the base of the brain, which is where our emotions are created. The olfactory senses and the emotional center are right next to each other. And you can create, if you're feeling a certain way and you want to feel a different way, an essential oil can allow you to create that internal environment. So
amazing. Yeah. So everyone, I hope this session helped. I think that we've given you a whole lot of information, and I hope that you can go and use that and gain something from it.
Oh, thank you.
So that was great. Thank you so much, Mom. She's going to lead us in a meditation here in a few minutes. But before that, I just want to mention that if anybody is interested in ordering some of our essential oils, we will put a link to the order form in the description for this podcast. Sorry, my words aren't working very well today.
I got her up very early to do this. We didn't have to go to election, by the way, guys. The premier changed his mind, but we've been working on overdrive for the last couple of months. So
it's been a busy couple of months. But that being said, we would love to share our essential oils with you.
And if you want to take advantage of the free shipping.
If you want to take advantage of the free shipping, we will be doing it for the rest of the month of November, correct?
And that's right.
Until Christmas or no?
Just for the rest of November. Because really, we have to get them in the mail by then if people want to.
That's true.
Want to have a hope of the earlier, the better, you guys, if in order to try to get them to you in time for Christmas.
Yeah, so we'll just do free shipping for the month of November, and we would love to offer some of our oils to you. So I'll put the link for that in the description. And without further ado, let's jump into our meditation for this session.
Thank you, Kathleen. So today I'm so in love with my Sisterhood Light Blend that I wanted to bring us into that energy. And so I'm just going to grab a little bit of that oil and bring this energy to us today. But this is just an energy that will connect us with the divine feminine that exists within each of us. And it connects us as children of the earth. And so it will connect us as well to our inner child. Yeah, you can have some too, of course. So just take a minute to make yourselves comfortable. Close your eyes. Place your hands comfortably on your body. Just imagining that you have some sisterhood light on your hands as well. And just begin to breathe deeply and slowly. If any of you are interested in the ingredients in any of our blends, just go onto our website. They're all listed in the pamphlet that's there. And so you can get an idea. I invite you to inhale the healing energy of the present moment, our time together, and just exhale any tension or distractions and feel yourself grounded to the earth and connected to the network of life. Just visualize a warm, radiant light surrounded you. This light is the essence of sisterhood. It's a nurturing, comforting, empowering presence that connects you with the divine feminine energy within. Feel it surround you like a loving embrace, and remember that no matter who we are in the world or where we are, each and every one of us came from a mother. So I invite you to imagine yourself floating in a cosmic womb, which represents the collective source of all life, the universal mother from which we all emerge truly. Whether we know our earthly mothers or not, we are all connected through the universal womb. And this is a reminder of our shared human experience. And so I invite you to breathe in the light of sisterhood. With each inhalation, just imagine yourself drawing this fragrance, this frequency, this radiant light of sisterhood into your body on your breath. Feel it infusing your entire being with love, compassion, and strength, and let it fill every cell of your body, every corner of your being, as you harmonize with your own divine feminine. And at the same time, we invite the light of Reiki to flow through you and through your being. Just notice it as a warm, soothing energy moving through your body, harmonizing your physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects, and allowing Reiki to dissolve any blockages, tensions, or negativity, leaving you in a state of perfect balance and serenity. And as you bask in this glow of sisterhood energy and Reiki, just connect with that awareness once again that every person on this planet was born of a mother. We are all interconnected sharing the common thread of humanity. I invite you to embrace a sense of unity and sisterhood with all living beings, irrespective of their backgrounds or life journeys. And if there is a person that is particularly irritating in your life, just remembering that we're all connected and everyone is doing the best that they can. I invite you to repeat this affirmation either silently or out loud with me. I am connected to the divine feminine within me. I am a part of the universal sisterhood of all living beings. As such, I am love, I am strength, and I am compassion. Now I invite you to bring your awareness back to your physical surroundings, although you're welcome to stay here if you would like. If you're ready to come back, wiggle your fingers and toes and gently open your eyes and carry the energy of this meditation with you throughout the day, understanding that you are a beacon of light and love in this world. I want to thank you for joining me in this meditation, and may the energy of sisterhood light, Reiki, and the divine feminine continue to guide you and uplift your spirit now and forevermore. Aho. Namaste. Thank you.